The final round of the Restore Your Fertility Group program is opening December 4. Get on top of it, ladies. Let's start thinking about the new year. Let's start putting ourselves first. Let's start thinking about what we really, really want. Stop with the fear. Make the decision. You want to recover. If you feel like you're beating around the bush, if you feel like you're avoiding, if you're in quasi-recovery, if you're just missing important advice and guidance and you just don't have the answers and you need help, that's what we do. Our last round of the Restore program just finished up about 2 weeks ago. 100% success rate. Everybody got their goal. Everybody reached their goal. I'm so proud of that. This group is just getting better and better. So you're 100% going to want to join. I just know it in my gut that this is the year for you. So you're just not going to want to sleep on it. You don't want to get to the end of 2025 and be like, oh my gosh, I should have just done the thing and taken the advice and gotten the help. Let's just bite the bullet. Let's get the work done. Let's go through all of the facts. Let's come up with a plan specific to you. And let's meet every week for 10 weeks until you get the job done. That's our goal with you. Head to thehasociety.com/restore-live. That's thehasociety.com/restore-live. And apply for the program and you and I can chat and figure out if this is a good move for you, if it's the right place for you, and move forward if getting your period back and getting pregnant by the end of 2025 is your goal.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. I'm Dani Sheriff, your host, certified fertility awareness practitioner, functional nutrition counselor, and founder of the HA Society, and of course, an HA recovery coach who has walked where you currently are walking. This is the place to come if you care about getting your period regularly. This podcast aims to educate, inform, and keep you motivated on your period and HA recovery track. So let's dive in. But last thing, nothing on the show should be taken as medical advice, so please seek the advice of your physician. Hey guys, welcome back to the HA Podcast. It's me, Dani, and Mishi here. Hello, Mishi.
Hello. Hi.
Sip of water. Okay, I wanted to do this episode because Mishi and I mostly run the Restore program. And I don't know, just some chats that have been going on in there inspired me to want to have an episode on this, which is just about how do we remove some pressure, how do we chill out a little bit during the recovery process. If I sound weird today, it's just because I have allergies, so ignore that. But yeah, I think, like, just to be clear on what we mean by the pressure, is there are some people, some of you out there, who really, really get in your head about how is it going? Am I ever going to recover? Oh my gosh, it's been X amount of time, X amount of pounds. Just really getting, like, frustrated, freaked out, fearful about everything, right? Like, we'll have, as a part of our program, some people track metrics, and the process of tracking some of those metrics, like, feels like too much. Mm-hmm. And they can't do it. They want to take a break and everything, which is
fine, but what it's really showing us is it's not the tracking, right? It's the pressure that we're putting on ourselves when we look at the data every single day. So I just wanted to talk about it before I like rant on. Mishi, are there other ways that you see people like displaying signs of too much pressure in this process?
Yeah, I think it kind of goes hand in hand with what you just said of like whenever we're, feeling frustrated with the process, it's not the process, it's like the expectations. But you kind of said it, you certainly said it in a different way, but I think it's the same thing. We have just like these expectations that like either A, our recovery should look a certain way, our body should respond a certain way, it should take only this amount of time, or like I should only have to eat this amount, or reduce exercise this amount, whatever it is. I think we all have our own versions of what it should look like. And when we're getting like super frustrated and putting a lot of pressure on ourselves, it's usually because we're butting up against our own expectations that we're like basing off of who knows what. I think over the community call over the weekend was like a really good example of one of the community members was like basing her recovery, I think, off of her sister, which rightfully so, right? I mean, coming from the same like genetic pool, and it caused her a lot of stress.
That like it's a good example of finding a random spot to pull some stress from that really like that was a big one. We were like, why do we cherry pick what to compare ourselves to, like with our family? Oh, my sister doesn't have this, or my twin sister doesn't have this, or whatever, but like, or my mom can do all of these things, and she always had a period, or she always got pregnant. And it's like funny, are there things that issues and things they have going on that you don't have, that you're ignoring? When like really, then if that's the case, we should be saying, oh, well, why don't you also have this issue that they have?
Exactly.
And
Comparing
we don't.
apples
We
to
don't.
apples.
It's a good example. And so we're finding the pressure from lots of places, whether it be like what our clothing is fitting, or sometimes when people are still working out while trying to exercise, they'll be sorry, while trying to recover, they'll like compare their run times. And I remember having a client who was running at the same time, and I don't remember like if we kept that go. I don't remember what was going on, but I do remember we reduced it at one point, and she felt slower. That's right. When she was like, I just feel so much slower. And I was like, yeah, because you're in recovery. Like, you're no longer dedicating all your actions to that one thing. Now they're going in a different place and you're seeing change happen, which is why we say it's good. It's a good thing that you're starting to be uncomfortable and see changes that make you nervous, because it means that you're doing the actual work. But like, it's not rational to think that you can go into recovery and not change anything and not have backward steps in your sport or your exercise, or not have your clothes fit tighter, or not have any signs or symptoms at all. So there's pressure coming at us from every single angle. And now that we've validated that that is true and that those things happen, I just want to remind you, or we just want to remind you, that you're in your head. And the pressure is not real.
Yes. What does Ashley always say? The invisible audience. This is the invisible, I guess this still is the invisible audience or the invisible pressure that you're like applying to yourself. Like
Yeah, the people like that you think you're performing for.
who are you trying to impress by trying to like hit PRs while you're like your body is in a really depleted state and trying to like recover. It would just be like if you like, I don't know, tore your Achilles and you were trying to be a marathon runner.
Yeah, like, yeah, you're running slower now till as a result. Exactly. And the timeline as well, you know, is a pressure factor for people. So, like, I just don't know how much longer I can do this. Okay, well, like, why? I really wanted this to happen. I've been doing this for 3 months. Okay, great. Why is that important? Like, why is how fast this works important? How long you've been doing it important? How soon till you get pregnant important? And some people have some valid things, right? Like maybe they're in their very late 30s, they want to get pregnant. But a lot of the pressure we put on ourselves, no matter what, is more than necessary. It's really just there because of the invisible audience and the arbitrary timeline that we've created. It's really just okay. And you have to remember that it's the nature of being a woman that everything takes a month. Everything takes a month.
Yes. That's what I'm always telling my clients. I'm like, this is just like the name of the game when we're talking like female physiology and female hormones. Like it's not like we're gonna get an answer today. It takes like we run on like a most, I guess the average would be like a 28-day cycle. Like so you're gonna get your answer in another month. That's just what it is.
Yeah, you're gonna get exactly. So you just have to wait. So that's a you have an example of a client right now. She's in the Restore program. We won't name names, but we're just chatting about her. She's great. She got her period back, but her luteal phases are short, and that's a cause of distress for her.
Yes.
Now, that's understandable, right? You'd be frustrated every month when you see, only a short luteal phase. You're like, gah, the changes I'm making aren't working. And, she's rightfully getting freaked out by it and looking up all of the things and like, could it be this? Could it be that? But, this also could just be something like there's just still stones for her to unturn. There's still things for her to try. And she can just try the next thing and try the next thing. And you can, like, it's okay for you to try something and have it not work the first time. And wait for the second period or wait for the second cycle for it to improve.
And you're also like you're just learning more about how to create that relationship with your body as well, like learning its communication, where you're just like, this is what I'm getting from my body. I'm gonna make a change and let's see how she responds. And like if that didn't work, it's not a failure. You're at least like you're learning. You're gonna make another like best step and maybe that'll work. And you'd be like, okay, this is what my body's trying to tell me. So it's just like don't be afraid to fail because like when you fail, you're going to figure it out. But if you like keep yourself from, making mistakes or being so worried, like I don't know, just like disrupting like that learning process of like reconnecting that relationship with your body. But like she, yeah, and there are stones that like, we just like flipped one over today, where her NEAT is still very, very high and she feels at capacity with food and she just almost feels like there's nothing else that she could possibly do. But towards more the middle of the conversation, she's like, yeah, you know what? Like, I probably do need to increase my food a little bit. Like, you're right. We have to add that context in of like where you came from and where you're at now. Like, those so polar opposite. Of course, you feel resistance and of course, you feel the way that you do, but that doesn't change the facts and what we need to like, what we need to do. And yeah.
Hey, do you need hella ideas on what to even eat? Is what am I even supposed to eat? A question on your mind, curiosity, uncertainty, lack of clarity around what are actually meals that help you get your period back, right? What does it mean to eat nourishing meals? What does it mean to eat, quote, normal? All of these things are super common questions we get all the time. So, our team has put together the best meal ideas guide for recovery that you have ever seen, if you've ever even seen one. So head to thehasociety.com/meal ideas to download it. It's totally free, a little gift for you just to help end the confusion. I hope you guys enjoy it. That's thehasociety.com/meal guide, and enjoy the rest of the show.
It's funny how much we can struggle to just look at the facts for ourselves, mm-hmm. right? Like, it can be so hard. Like, no, I'm definitely doing all the things. I've gained, you know, I got a message this week too, that was like, I've just gone to the doctor and they think this and that and you know, all the things. And then she's like, I've already gained 5 pounds. And I was like, oh, only 5 pounds. Hang on a second. Like, let me go open her original intakes. What's her original starting weight? Oh, yeah, 5 pounds, not a lot, right? Like, okay, you know, there's some stories going on in our head. There's some pressures happening to achieve this without our body changing at all, right? Like, we have, I feel like 5 pounds is right around everybody's first layer of the ceiling.
Oh, 100%.
Right, like, first ceiling, 5 pounds, can't do anymore.
We're always living our lives trying to lose 5 pounds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you've ever 100%. Talked about it, you're just always like, I just need to lose 5 pounds. So yeah.
100%, right. Yeah, exactly. Just to think that, you know, that would be enough. And so I pulled out those facts and was like, here's everywhere where like you're blowing this up in your head. And there's not as much pressure. Like, you don't need to have this pressure on yourself to be perfect. And you're also not allowed to put pressure on your body to recover if you're not willing to take all the steps. Actually, not allowed. Like, I remember when I was first learning to weightlift, and I was really down on myself because it's such a technical sport. And this is like 15 years ago. It was a really technical sport. And I would have a lot of bad days. And was like kind of mopey about it one day. And my coach person, if you could call it that, was like, you know, you're not good enough to be upset yet. I was like, oh, damn it. Yeah, ouch,
like,
right?
That like, hurts, but also true.
Yeah. It hurts, but also true. Like, I'm a full-on beginner, and I'm pissed that I'm not like a natural.
Yeah. Right?
Like, you're all HAs and you're pissed that you're not recovering overnight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not, there's people listening who are like, this is maybe they're past this point, right? They're like, no, gained 20 pounds, 30 pounds, been doing this for 6 months, 1 year, 2 years. Okay. So while there's probably things, like, I truly believe that if I got to go through your case, I'd be able to figure out like maybe an area or so that is going on that is a block here. But for the most part, just generally speaking, I just want to give you permission to take a deep breath and just like, even though it's been 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 9 months, it's okay. It's just HA. We're going to get it. We're going to figure it out. You're not terminal. Like, you know, this is reversible. While you should work to do this in a timely manner, because there are long-term things that matter, it's okay. Like, the time it has taken you is okay, right? Let's not give ourselves permission to stay stuck and complain about it and not change anything because we don't want to gain another 5 pounds. But, you know, let's not panic every time we think about how this isn't working. Mm-hmm. Like, it is totally okay to try something, wait 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, have it not work, try something new. You do not have to Google the next thing to try every single day. You can choose something, one thing, two things, three things, apply it, decide how long you want to wait. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. That's probably like a recommended tops. And then decide if you need to change it. And that's it. And you put it on your calendar. And every time your brain goes, oh, let's Google that, or wants to go to like hashtag HA recovery and look for all of the like the next strategies or something that are not changing, right? Mm-hmm. You know them all now at this point. There's actually no new information coming your way most of the time. That's like, just remember, you've set yourself a day on the calendar that is decided for you to reflect on whether or not it's working and take the next best step. I think people need a blueprint and they need a guide. And the timeline is just to help you make changes. It is not to gauge whether or not you're successful.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Mm.
So true. And not to make your results mean anything about you either. I think that's what happens when, too, with taking temps and things of that nature, we tend to like make those things mean something about us, about our efforts, about our progress, about our like worth, things of that nature. So like that could be applicable to that too. Yeah.
That's a good point.
Just relax.
Pressure is also applying like value to your outcome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, the other girl recovered faster or whatever. You're all just so different. You're all just so different.
Yes. And there's like so much, like there's so much context missing, like whether we're ignoring to see it or like we just don't have all of the facts up front, but there's more context to that story that our brain just doesn't have for that to even be a valid argument. Like a lot
that's why journaling is important. Journaling and talking about it is important.
Yes, that's why I was telling the client that we were just talking about of mine. I was like, I do not mind you emailing me. Like, because if you're not going to journal, just at least email it out. And then she was like, yeah, once I like sent that email and I kind of sat on it for a little bit, I felt like a little bit better about it. And I was just like, yeah, because you just need to get all of that stuff out and see the facts on the paper. It's kind of like if you ever try to do like a math problem in your head and you're just like, you're like, oh, I can't do this. I have to just write it down. And then it's just like, you just need to get it out onto paper to like really truly understand it and see it for what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're totally right. Like, how many times do you get to the bottom of an email from someone and they're like, I think I just answered my own question.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or like when you email us, even though you know we're judgment free, you have to still make what you're saying coherent. Mm-hmm. And that forces you to think rationally.
Mm-hmm.
So often you start to unravel some of your own unfair pressures or total like contradictory thoughts or behaviors or habits. You start to notice them because you're having to articulate them in a way that makes sense, because whatever your brain is doing is not coherent.
No.
Like, I've journaled privately to myself, which is like incoherent streams of consciousness, which is a thing. And that's also valuable to do. So you just get it all out of your head. You know how you're feeling, whether it makes sense or not. But to go back later and do the process of like, no, let me actually write down the thought and then rationalize why it's true or not. Like, that really helps to remove the pressure. That was a huge part of my recovery. I journaled twice a day and it was the same thing over and over again.
What was it?
Just like, I would write down everything I ate that day because first of all, I need to rationalize in my head that it was a normal amount of food.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, like I'm blowing this up. And I would just like talk about how I feel like this is unfair, but then it makes sense. And I know I need to do this. And I know I don't necessarily have an ED and I don't connect with that. Here are all of the traits that I do have that are pretty severe. Like, just really like playing devil's advocate to yourself and the other way around. What's the opposite of devil's advocate?
I have no idea.
Just like regular person.
Just like regular yeah. person. It shows that
if you know the answer to that.
Yeah, tell us. Or I might Google later because now I need to know. But it really shows that you did a lot of that work too, just by the way that like even you like do a lot of processing out loud too sometimes. And like even like when we're doing a lot of coaching, the way you walk clients through it is the same way as if they were like journaling in essence, like giving them that perspective. Tell me your thought.
Oh, like getting them to like share.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It would be the same way as like if you were like journaling or something. Okay, here's that thought. Let's peel that onion layer back a little bit more. Thanks about like that.
Yeah. No, 100%. It's like what a toddler asks why all the time. You have to do it to yourself a little bit. That's what like what that's definitely what we do in community calls a fair bit. Right?
Yeah.
It's like someone will bring up a fear. It's usually because they have pressure on themselves. And then we ask, like, okay, and why is that a fear? Well, I don't know, because I really am not afraid of weight gain. Oh, weird. What's the problem? I just don't feel comfortable in my body. How is that different? Well, you know, and then that's a good freaking question. And they have to get to the bottom of it. And it just helps to like see your delusionalness that we all have and maybe give yourself a little bit of grace. That's all therapy is.
Yes. 100%. I think. Not an expert, but I think.
That was good. Anything to add, Mish?
No. One thing that was a good ending note, just like give yourself tons of grace, give yourself tons of compassion, like be able to be objective with yourself. And, you know, just because you feel like a certain way about something, like have compassion for that part of you that feels that way. And like rationalize with that part of you as well too. You can tell I do parts work.
Tell you did what?
Parts work, like internal family systems.
Oh. Yeah. No, it's
little
true.
Fragmented
it's good.
Pieces of you. They all need love.
All right. Well, I hope this was helpful, guys. Please let us know feedback on episodes that were more helpful than not is always great because we can do more of that. Otherwise, thank you for joining us. Miji, thank you so much. I hope you have a good rest of your day and everyone else. And we will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey there, it's me, Danny, and I want to tell you about Temp Drop as a fertility awareness method tracking option. So many of you guys know that we actually recommend the fertility awareness method both as you're going through recovery and 100% after you have gotten some cycles back and you're starting to move forward for the rest of your reproductive years. So Temp Drop itself is a wearable fertility monitor and we love it. It's a wearable device, so you put it around your arm and you can use that instead of taking your temperature manually with a thermometer each morning. So I'm personally a big fan of the manual tracking. All of us at the HA Society are, and that's the method that we use, you know, just using a good old thermometer. We use that with our clients because it's the best way to use it as a diagnostic tool, as a practitioner. And it's also the best way to ensure if you're trying to avoid pregnancy that you don't get pregnant. However, manual temping for many reasons is just not always an option. When you're in the middle of recovery, again, we do recommend manual temping, but once you're cycling, the temp drop is actually a really great hack. So it gives you basically everything you need to effortlessly track your fertility status, like where you are in your monthly cycle. So you wear the temp drop sensor while you're sleeping for accurate basal body temperature readings without the stress of early morning wake-ups. So I personally love this because with a toddler, my wake-up times are all over the place and the occasional sleep disruptions make using an oral thermometer a lot more difficult. So TempDrop's accompanying charting app enables you to track an array of symptoms alongside your basal body temperature. This includes tracking your cervical mucus if you've been using OPKs, and then it also gives you sleep insights too. So you can combine these fertility signs all in one place, and that will help you identify your fertile window, confirm ovulation, plan for your period, and if you're trying to get pregnant, you know, identify whether or not you are pregnant. So whether you're trying to conceive or avoiding pregnancy, or you want to chart for health reasons like HA recovery, making sure your cycle's not slipping back in the HA direction, TempDrop makes fertility awareness accessible to all women, even if you don't have regular cycles or sleeping patterns. So track your ovulation in real time with the TempDrop, and we are lucky enough to have a 15% off code. So if you go to their website, they're usually having a sale, but you can stack this code on top of the existing code. So just go to tempdrop.thehasociety.com and use the code AFHASociety. I think too, if you just go to tempdrop.com and use AFHASociety at the checkout, that will work too. So happy temping and good luck.
This episode is brought to you by Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules. Did you know that in terms of nutrient density, beef liver actually blows vegetables and fruits out of the water? If you're a client of mine, you have already been instructed to eat beef liver either fresh or in capsule form. I recommend it for anyone and everyone who is, of course, dealing with amenorrhea and fertility challenges out there, but I may even recommend it for just everyone in general. Get your husbands on it, get your partners on it. If you have a history of HA and add on top of that maybe a history of the pill, maybe you've been pregnant before, you know, through treatments or other, like you've just, your body's been through anything, you know, you're absolutely 100% dealing with a nutrient deficiency of some kind. And while it's true that testing is going to be the best way to understand those exact deficiencies, eating nutrient-dense, real food is going to be one of the most important next steps that you take with or without testing. So I've been using and recommending Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules for years now, and the capsule form makes it so easy to get your liver in every day, and I appreciate the transparency of this product in particular above others. So in case you're wondering, it's completely natural. This is freeze-dried beef liver in capsules. It's organic, it's made from Australian beef, and my favorite of their products is the liver with kelp because of the iodine from the kelp, which is important for overall thyroid function, which is often low in women with underperforming hormones. So rather than eat seaweed snacks every day, I get to take this beef liver with the kelp for my iodine. So if you're recovering or working on a fertility journey right now, do not skimp the nutrient-rich source of beef liver. Get 10% off your order with the HA Society and support your favorite podcast along the way. They ship to most countries, so you should be covered. Just go to grasslandnutrition.net and use HA Society, just HA Society, at the checkout for the 10% off. That's grasslandnutrition.net with the code HA Society.
Thank you so much for listening today, guys. Please subscribe to the podcast, and if you could head to iTunes specifically and leave a rating or review, that would help so much because it makes it easier for other people with HA who are Googling around to find the podcast.
really easily. So if you do that, you're doing a service to all of the women.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.